Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena, Latia.
Morena, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm excited because the New Zealand International Film Festival has begun.
Oh yeah, it's the season. Yay. The season for viewers.
Did you go to the opening night last night?
Yes, I did. I went to the Civic last night for the opening with Jafar Panahi's film, It Was Just an Accident.
Oh my gosh,
which
wasn't
I thought
so
we
beautiful?
Could talk about. Yeah, I thought we could talk about that one today because it was a really stunning opening film. And it was so cool to have, you know, the Palme d'Or winner from Cannes open for our film festival. And I was really, I didn't really know much about it going in other than that it was really good. And it definitely lived up to my expectations or what a lot of people have been saying about it. So that was awesome.
It was so beautiful. I found it like, it's going to be really interesting to hear how you describe it because afterwards when I was describing it to someone, I was like, it was so deeply intense and moving, but also had moments of real human, just like humor and funniness, but it was still really, it was crazy how it managed to find that balance, so authentic.
Totally. It was so, it had this really darkly comedic, like, layer to it that, you know, everyone was like laughing out loud, but then it is so deeply political and personal and like traumatic, but it's done in a way that I think is really, I mean, it's done by like a really master filmmaker, but to give people like an overview about it, I mean, it starts with this man and his pregnant wife, his family, they're driving along at night. He accidentally hits a dog, like a stray dog on the road. He goes to a local shop to, you know, ask for some help, and it becomes apparent that, you know, that he has like a prosthetic leg and it squeaks. One of the workers who's at the shop hears the squeak of this leg, is familiarized with it, and seems quite perturbed by hearing the sound. And we soon learn that this worker was a political prisoner who was tortured by the regime in Iran. And his torturer, who he never got to see because he was always blindfolded, had the same squeak or peg leg that they called him. And, you know, I think very much still living through that trauma and like shocked by it, he makes the decision to follow this man and his family, and he kidnaps him. And that's when it really ramps up, and him and others who were also political prisoners, they're still trying to identify whether this man is the person that tortured them. And a lot of this is about, you know, their memory of what happened, and they interrogate him, but it's ultimately about, you know, can revenge and forgiveness and that very high stakes moral conflict that they have. And, you know, they take him in the van, and I don't want to spoil what happens, but it gets into this really richly layered story about, you know, human ethics and morality. And, you know, if you have the opportunity to enact revenge on someone who has possibly done incredible harm to you, if it is that person, you know, do you take it out on them, or do you let it sort of, do you leave it up to God, or what do you do? And I think parts of them being in the van with, you know, the guy, and some of it reminded me, this is such a weird comparison, but a little bit of like Little Miss Sunshine. And this is a complete
gosh, yes,
you know, they're sort of like dysfunctional gang in a van, and then they kind of get into a series of mishaps as they try and transport the person from one place to the next, and they get all these sort of intersections. Yeah. But it's definitely very tonally different, but has that very darkly comedic tone to it, which I think, yeah, added moments of, I wouldn't say levity, but it didn't, you know, there was a way that this film could have been done in a really, I think like a really Hollywood way, which could have been very formulaic and very, a lot of flashbacks and really like trying to ramp up the sort of trauma porn of it. But yeah, I think in the hands of this director, it was very much like, it's a lot more skilled. It made you think a lot more. It was a lot more subtle, which I think is just always like the amazing thing about films made outside of Hollywood. You know, it's like the magic of these cinema, the cinema with like long takes and soul, you know, single shots, and they really make you think and be patient and figure it out for yourself, or like let the emotional terrain of the characters really play out without like hammering it in front of you, which I think is cool.
Yeah, oh wow, yeah, that this the one scene where they have to get out and push the van, I was thinking that really, really reminded me of Little Miss Sunshine. That's such a great... I remember as it was happening, I was like, where have I seen that? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It also sort of reminded me, like, also, again, really different, but I watched earlier this year that New Zealand film Scarfies, and it's where they...
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's really good.
It's like, a private, yeah.
Yeah, they, like, discover all of this marijuana, and then they steal it, and then the guy comes after them, and then they lock him in the basement, and they have to decide what they're going to do with him. And it's just like, just that moral conflict. It's, yeah, so strong.
Yeah, it's a really, I think it's like a very, the stakes are really high in this film, and I think the emotional complexity of it, it's never like, no one's really kind of always the good guy or the villain, you know, they're like people who have gone through extreme trauma and they're trying to live their lives and navigate, you know, their past and their present. And also the filmmaker, he has been a political prisoner, I think, nearly 3 or 4 times by the regime, and he's very outspoken, and he made this film, you know, without the permission of the Iranian government. He's very, you know, it is kind of like his revenge on that, and it really comes out really strongly. But I was reading about how, you know, when he was in prison, he was blindfolded, and so his sensory awareness got really heightened, and that's why sound and the reliance on like what they hear and what they remember of what they heard is so important to the thrust of this film. So I think it's like inextricably linked to him, his politics as a filmmaker, and making a really strong statement through his art, which I think we all need more of in this moment. And I think it was a very deserving winner of the Palme d'Or, and really exciting that I think there are a few sessions here for the film festival, so definitely put it at, you know, the top of your list if you're wondering what you need to check out.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. So relevant and so important. What else in the film fest are you excited to see?
Oh, well, there's the short film program is this weekend. I have a feeling it's nearly sold out, but that's always amazing because you get to see this whole range of talent from Aotearoa who are going to be, you know, the next generation of feature filmmakers. So check that out. The Weed Eaters, I'm really, which I think is some BFM kind of sort of friends and whanau and that have made that. So that will be really exciting to see. There's also, Sentimental Value.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited for that one. And Toy 2 Visual Sovereignty, about the creation of the Toy 2 art exhibition at Auckland Art Gallery, but also all the political things behind the scenes that, you know, the conflict that went into that within the Māori team and the gallery. And I think that one's also a sold out one, unfortunately, so you can't get tickets to that, but hopefully that will get a cinematic release. But some really great films this year. Also The Wolves Come at Night by a Australian documentary maker who is one of my favourite directors. Really fascinating cinematic style, so looking forward to that one too.
Amazing. I'm just looked at the program for anyone who's wondering about when they can see It Was Just an Accident. There is a showing in Tamaki on the 8th of August and on the 10th of August. I have no idea whether tickets are sold out for that, but we can't recommend it highly enough, eh?
Yeah, so go and see. I know a few people have been like, what do you recommend? What do you recommend? I'm like, look, just go, you know, make sure you go and see that one, because I think it's a really poignant film for this moment.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Latia. It's been a pleasure chatting Film Fest with you. I'm sure we'll hear more about what you've seen next week.
Yes, thank you so much. Talk next week.
Thanks, Latia. Bye.
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 Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.